This weekend, 5,000 arts educators are meeting in New Orleans at the National Art Educators Convention to talk about ways in which arts in the classroom can create better critical thinkers. They join a rising number of educators who are talking about the benefits of an arts-rich education. But do parents agree? We talked to two local moms who have children at the Homer Plessy Community School, a one-year-old charter school that offers an arts-integrated curriculum. New Orleans newcomer Marcia Pearson chose Plessy for two of her three sons after doing a lot of homework on the city's charter environment. When she walked into Plessy, she says, she was impressed not only by its principal, Joan Riley, but also by what she saw.
When I talked to Joan, she showed me around the school. She said, this is still a work in progress. This is not perfect. We just started last year. I just have been here only a little bit over a year. So she said, so don't expect to come here and have perfection or anything like that. But the stuff that I saw, it just was really exciting. And then I could see the arts everywhere when I walked around the school. There was spray painting on the walls. There were student projects on the ground. They didn't all look the same.
Esme Robertson moved her daughter to Plessy after the two went to the school last fall to visit one of her child's friends.
When I walked around to and saw his classroom and saw them, they were talking about plants and their hermit crabs adventures, and you know that they were very engaged in talking with the teacher about all kinds of things, and they looked very excited to be learning. And so I switched her 2 weeks into the school year because I really liked I liked how much they enjoyed learning.
An arts-integrated curriculum like the one at Plessy is not so much about what is taught, but the way things are taught. Learning comes from doing. Marcia was struck by that methodology early on.
They were learning Egypt when we got here, and I was so excited because Mrs. Schmender was like, well, we're going to mummify a fish. So that's what they did. They mummified a fish. So instead of learning, like, okay, this is the process and everything like that, they actually put it in the salt, and it took weeks. I mean, I just think there's all these details about Egypt that they're going to remember.
Plessy takes this project-focused approach one step further, using the Reggio Emilia system for inspiration. This Italian educational movement concentrates on individual exploration and discovery. Marcia explains.
Reggio is very much following the child's interest. When you walk into a Reggio Emilia classroom, that you should see not very much stuff on the walls. You shouldn't see all the A to Z and things like that, because if you're going to have that, then have the kids make it. Because if it's already up on the walls, when they walk in, it's your grandmother's wallpaper. You never notice it. But if you make it yourself and then put it up on the wall, then you're going to look at that and you're going to remember it.
So do parents worry in this era of Common Core and testing that such a free-flow learning environment will cost their kids future SAT points? Not so much, says Esme.
I think that if you're in public school, you're going to have Common Core drilled into you no matter where you are. So they get their Common Core and, you know, they can work on their tests for that. But I think that the things that will stick with them are probably not those kinds of drills.
Plessy does give standardized tests to students and offers tutoring for those who want or need it. But Marcia says that she likes the idea of more hands-on learning.
I think it does amazing things for them. Boys don't want to sit at a desk and watch somebody talk at them the entire time. But at Plessy, when they're actually using their hands to make something or making a project out of something else, it gets them up out of their chairs. It gets them their body moving around.
Still, an arts-integrated education has learning curves for parents, too. Marcia recalls wondering why her son wasn't bringing home any math homework.
I went in and talked to his teacher because also, it's you know, he's in third grade. So I'm like, is he supposed to be bringing homework and he's just not doing it? And she said, you know, it's really hard when you're doing project-based stuff to bring a worksheet home because that's not really what you're doing. But I know that it's being incorporated.
Besides, this school teaches its students broader life lessons than math or reading. Esme talks about the strong sense of community at Plessy.
It's important, you know, to make a person who can get along with other people and who knows how to deal with all kinds of people and be an example to the littler ones. And then there's also the arts. You know, it helps with academics. I think it is a whole child. I think those three main things of the arts, academics, and community really do make a pretty whole child.
Ultimately, these two mothers think that an arts-oriented school will make their children better adults. Marcia explains.
I want what everybody wants. I want my kids to be happy when they are older. I think that that encompasses more than I was aware of when I was younger, you know. Happiness is not being so rich you just sit around the pool all day long. It's being challenged, doing work that matters to you, being passionate about something. And I think you end up being a really happy person.
On Saturday, Plessy joins Morris Jeff Community School in an art auction to benefit both schools. It starts at 3:30 at Cafe Istanbul, and it's free. For more information, go to WWNO.org or to NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.